Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor here in the fraud department. May I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Rose Spear, S-P-E-A-R.
Great, thank you. Could you confirm the address for me?
27 Queens Court, Butte, Montana, 59701.
All right, give me just a moment to get the account pulled up.
Thank you.
Okay, and I do have the account here. It looks like you're enrolled into our Bitehub meal plan app, which helps you to create different meal plans and recipe guides based on the amount of calories that you consume each day. And it was paired for you when you entered a sweepstakes offer to win either a Dyson vacuum cleaner to where you pay the shipping and handling. And with the terms and conditions, it does enroll you into our program. Do you remember doing a sweepstakes for a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
I don't know. I could have, but I know I didn't order a meal plan. I don't have a meal plan. I've never received it. I don't use whatever this is.
Because this would have been done back in January when a sweepstakes was completed with the terms and conditions to the agreement. You were billed $49.89 for the monthly subscription to enroll into Bitehub. Some information was sent to the email address, which is buttespear@msn.com.
And it says don't have any kind of, I did not subscribe to whatever this is.
Do you think anyone else in your household could have completed the sweepstakes offer in order to join our membership?
No, there's myself and my husband. And if he did the same as if I did, that we aren't intending to use whatever the subscription is. And I'm sure what kind of subscription is it?
It's a monthly subscription of Bitehub. It's a meal planning app that you can download for any mobile device. It has different workout stories
sure
and a fitness community that you can engage with in the app.
I'm sure you can see that it has never been downloaded to any accounts of ours.
Well, I don't have a way to see if it was downloaded and used or not. We just provide the service. But I am showing that due to the sweepstakes entry, that's how this account was set up. But if you do want to go ahead and proceed with fraud, because we do take that very seriously, we can definitely do the investigation for you to find out who placed the order and definitely prosecute.
Okay. If there was an order deliberately placed, you need to pursue it. I can't say if I filled out a survey. I don't keep track of any surveys. I do fill out surveys, but I did not order any kind of meal plan. What is the specific name of the company that you are selling, whatever you're selling for? Say that one more time.
Bitehub.
I-C-E?
B-I-T-E-S.
E-I-T-E-S.
No, B is in Bravo. I-T-E-S.
Oh,
yes, like bite a sandwich, but our program is called Bitehub.
Bitehub. Okay. I assure you, nobody here intended to subscribe to that. And we have not downloaded anything, I can assure you. So I do want it pursued, please.
Okay, no problem. Well, I do have the IP address here where the order was placed. What I need to do is get the information sent over to your local authorities for you, so that way they can track down that information and prosecute whomever used the device and placed this account using your name. And I did just need your consent to go ahead and proceed. It does take about 3 to 5 business days to do that investigation.
Okay. Can you give me your first and last name and a phone number where I can reach you directly?
I don't have a direct line, but my name is Shaney.
Okay.
It's S-H-A-N-E-Y.
Okay.
And last name is Cleveland.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll place you on a brief hold so I can work on the account, okay?
Thank you.
And I'm still here working on the account for you, Ms. Spirit. Give me just another moment, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Bear, I'm still here working on the account for you. I do need to make you aware, though, that being that all the information is matching on the account, the most that I could do as far as refunding the account is refund March, April, and also May. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. March, April, and May charges.
There are January, February, March, and April, and May charges.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. But had this been a fraudulent account, anything was not matching on the account, we could proceed with those charges, but due to the age of those charges, we can only go back 3 months.
No, I want to pursue this. I might have filled out a survey, but I absolutely got no product or service. I want
well, again, if you think that you completed the sweepstakes offer, this account wouldn't be fraudulent, and unfortunately, you'd be penalized with fines for us filing this as fraudulent, when indeed it wasn't. It may have been a misunderstanding. As far as the terms when you completed the sweepstakes, is that a possibility? Because I hate to proceed with, doing that investigation and come back in fact that this was a legitimate order.
I did not order a product or a service called Bites Hub.
No, ma'am, but the way that the account was set up, do you remember doing the sweepstakes for a Dyson vacuum cleaner to which you would pay the shipping and handling? And that ranges from $1 to $6.
I could have. Yes, I could have. I don't know.
If you could have done that, which would have been done back in January, because that's when the first charge was billed.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't. But I know I did not do anything for Bites Hub. I've never heard of it. I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't order it.
Okay. Well, if you do want me to go ahead and proceed, Ms. Spirit, it's up to you. Again, there's penalties and fines for claiming an account as fraud when it's not. So if it was a simple misunderstanding, there's a different route that we go for that. So that way you can avoid penalties and fines.
Penalties and fines from whom?
Again, we have to investigate why this account was set up. So if it comes back that it is someone in your household or you yourself that could have done this, there are penalties and fines with us having to process this claim when it's not fraudulent. So you'll be paying for what was refunded along with penalties and fines.
Let me be very clear. I cannot tell you whether or not I submitted a survey. I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know I did not receive any product or services. If indeed there was some tie between these two things, then I would guess it's some kind of deceptive advertising or promotion. I did not receive a service. I did not receive a product. And if my credit card is somehow associated with it, that is not my intention. So I have to tell you, I live in Montana. I'm going to turn on my voice recorder for the rest of this call.
No problem.
You
this call is already recorded for quality assurance.
Okay. I just have to inform you that you're being recorded.
Sure.
Okay. Give me just 1 second here.
And I can recap everything for your recording if you'd like.
Pardon me?
I can recap everything that we spoke about, being that you said you were recording.
Okay.
Okay, so what happened is a sweepstakes offer was completed back on January the 17th for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. With the terms and conditions, it did have the option to add Bites Hub app, and which was added, and it was billed on for $49.89 on January. You were also charged $49.89 for February, and then the subscription in March did go up to $59.89, so your bill subsequently, the latest charge that was billed to you was on May the 12th. The one for June, it did decline. So if you do want to go ahead again and proceed with fraudulent charges, we can go ahead and do that for you. But again, there are penalties and fines that will be added to you if this comes back as the account not being fraudulent. If it's a simple misunderstanding as far as you're not being aware of the terms and conditions, then we can go another route that way.
It is a misunderstanding of the terms and conditions, and I expect a full refund because I received no product and no services.
Okay. Well, if it's a misunderstanding for the terms and conditions, we did send you an email confirmation, which I do have the information that was sent to you as far as how to download the app and also log into the app.
I did not download the app. I did not use the app. There was no product or service that was used or delivered to this home.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and continue with the fraud claim for you. And then after that 3 to 5 business days, someone will reach back out to you. So let me place you on a brief hold so I can finish that up for you.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Barron, I did submit everything up for you. Again, that investigation does take 3 to 5 business days. Pending that investigation, those refunds may or may not be refunded to you. But if you have not received those refunds after that time frame, you can definitely contact your bank for further assistance.
Okay, thank you. And may I ask the company that you work for?
I do work for Bites Hub.
Okay, great. And what state are you incorporated in?
I'm in California.
Okay. All right. I'll wait 3 to 5 business days. Thank
right.
you. Have a good day, Jim.
You as well. Thank you for calling customer service.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.